Hey, we'll call the Land Subcommittee of the Mining and Outdoor Recreation Policy Committee to order. Quorum is present. Ms. Lewis, if you'd come forward to the witness stand, please, and we'll the chair will move House File 1429 and to bring it before us, and then I'm going to lay it over. And for those of you who are here, this is how it's going to work. We're going to hear the individual bills, and then we have all the individual bills put into a delete all, as well as the amendments that have been proposed, and we're going to take the assumption that everything is going to pass. And when we do, we'll do the delete all amendment, which will incorporate all the bills, but we'll hear each bill individually. So we have Representative Lewick up before us at the moment. And his bill is House File 447. First off, Representative Lewick, I'd like to ask Ms. Lewis if you have reviewed this and are you in concurrence on the House File 447, the Crow Wing County bill. Ms. Lewick.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. For the record, Kathy Lewis, Assistant Director, Lands and Minerals, DNR. Yes, DNR has reviewed the bill and is fine with the bill. We have no concerns.
Okay. Representative Lewick, do you have anything you'd like to add? Actually, more is less. Less is more.
No, sir, Mr. Chair. Let's go.
All right. Representative Lewick moves House File 447, and we'll lay that over for possible inclusion. Thank you. Next, Representative Gunther, House File 1309. Representative Lewick, you have more that you'd like to add?
Yes. Beg your indulgence, Mr. Chair. I believe we've got a very minor typo on 447.
Just one moment.
Yeah. And it would be A15.
Okay, an oral amendment, if you'd like to move your oral amendment.
That would be to move the A15 amendment for House File 447, and on line 1.2, page 3, it would delete at number 22 and insert 26. Oh, I'm sorry. One moment. Here we go.
Nope, that's not the right page. Not that one.
I'll give you that one back.
Mr. Chair?
Ms. Lewis.
The correction is on line 19 of page 3, and it's changing section 22 to section 26.
Okay. Do you have that amendment, Ms. Taylor?
Mr. Chair, members, I would need her to repeat it. There, as I understand it, House File 447 does not have a page 3.
I'm on the wrong bill. Mr. Chair, I started off wrong, and I'm on the wrong bill. Excuse me.
And what we're going to do as we move forward here is take the bills in order because we have them in order in a packet. So, Ms. Lewis, to House File 447, Representative Lewick is proposing an amendment. If you could give us your amendment.
Mr. Chair, 447 does not need an amendment. That was a different bill. That was out of order.
Very fine. Thank you very much. And Representative Lewick renews his motion to lay House File 447 over for possible inclusion.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Gunther. And the chair moves House File 1309 for Representative Gunther. Ms. Lewis, have you reviewed House File 1309?
Mr. Chair, yes, we have. We have no concerns about the bill.
Very good. Thank you. Representative Gunther, do you have anything you'd like to add to House File 1309?
Good bill, please.
Thank you. Okay, the chair renews his motion to lay House File 1309 on the table. Representative Sundin, thank you. Representative Sundin, you here? The chair moves House File 138 for possible inclusion into the bill that is currently on the table, House File 1429. Ms. Lewis, have you reviewed this, and do you have any concerns on this legislation?
Mr. Chair, the DNR has reviewed the bill, has no concerns. This is one of the bills that has a typo for an amendment.
Okay. So we have two amendments, actually. Okay. So the first one we're going to take is on House File 138. if you could give us the, that's the bill that's before us currently. Do you have the technical amendment? It is, the technical amendment is the A-15 amendment. Mr. Representative Sundin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would you care to move that amendment then?
Yes, we'll move the A-15. Chair will move the A-15 if you'd like to explain the amendment.
Okay, on page 2, line 11, it deletes the number 4 and insert 21.
And Ms. Taylor, do you have that amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
All right, and so all in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you. Unless you have something else to add to House File 138, I'll renew my motion to lay the House File 138 over as amended and move to House File 295. Ms. Lewis, do you have comments on House File 295?
Mr. Chair, DNR has reviewed the bill, has no concerns, and this is the other bill with the typo that has an amendment.
Okay, the Chair, we also have a technical amendment on that as well. It's the A-15-0123 amendment. Representative Sundin, I'm going to move the bill and the amendment simultaneously. If you could explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, especially for your efficiency. Page 3, line 19, delete the number 22 and insert the number 26.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Taylor, do you have that amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We have the amendment. So all in favor of the amendment, the 0123 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. And now to the House File 295 as amended. I'm going to lay that on the table for possible inclusion into the bill that is on the table as well, House File 1429.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Now, thank you, sir. We're going to go to the Purcell bill. Is Representative Purcell here? He is. The Chair will move the Purcell bill, which is House File 214. Ms. Lewis?
Mr. Chair, the DNR has reviewed the bill and has no concerns.
Representative Purcell, any amendments or anything you'd like to add?
No, sir. Likely the best bill of the day, but appreciate your consideration.
Very best bill of the day. All right. The Chair will renew his motion to lay House File 214 on the table. The next bill we have is House File 527, which is authored by myself. And so I'll move that bill to come before us. Ms. Lewis, do you have comments on House File 527?
Mr. Chair, DNR has reviewed the bill and has no concerns.
All right. And to staff, I know there are some amendments from St. Louis County. Is there an amendment on this bill or not? No? Okay. So we don't need anybody from St. Louis County to explain this one. It's the very best bill compared to Purcell's that's available here. So I'll renew my motion on 527 to lay it on the table. And now we'll have House File 816 to bring before us. The Chair moves House File 816. And the Ms. Lewis?
Mr. Chair, DNR has reviewed the bill, provided some resource concerns to the county, but has no opposition to the bill. And so we would support it.
All right, thank you. And there's going to be an amendment on one of these, right? Or is that the next one? Okay. All right, so Mr. Fink, do you have an amendment on either of these two bills on 527 or 816? Okay, I just wanted to double check on that. All right, very fine. The Chair will move House File 816 to be laid on the table for possible inclusion. We will do House File 1650 now. The Chair will move House File 1650 regarding Lake County. Ms. Lewis.
Mr. Chair, DNR has reviewed the bill and has no concerns.
Very good. There is no one from here, Lake County. Do we have an amendment on that? We do not. All right, so House File 1650. Is laid over for possible inclusion. Representative Pawlowski, House File 547. Representative Pawlowski here. Oh, you're right in the front row. Thank you. Ms. Lewis on House File 547.
Mr. Chair, the DNR has reviewed the bill and has no concerns.
Representative Pawlowski, you want to add anything?
No.
Good job. Very good. House File 447 is laid over for possible inclusion. And now we'll do the Schoen bill. Shown House File 1802. The Chair will move that for possible inclusion. Ms. Lewis.
Mr. Chair, DNR has reviewed the bill. It's 1082, and we have no concerns.
Representative Schoen. Same answer. Very good. Okay, so we'll lay that bill over for possible inclusion. The chair will renew his motion. Now, if you'll give us just a moment to get organized. All right. Thank you. So the chair will now bring up the bill that was laid on the table, House File 1429, which I am the author of, and I will move the DE2 amendment. It's the 1429 DE2 amendment. Members find that in their okay, so the chair's motion to move the 1429 DE2 reflects all of the bills that we've heard here in very short order, with Ms. Lewis approving them, as well as amendments that were technically proposed and accepted on each bill as we move them. Are there any questions on those procedures? There being none, the chair would renew his motion on the 1429 DE2 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Now the chair would like to move this bill, House File 1429, as amended to the mother committee of this committee, the Mining and Outdoor Recreation Committee. All in favor. First off, any questions? There being none, anyone in the audience like to testify for or against House File 1429 as amended? Mr. Ungaro, state your name, who you represent for the record, please.
Mr. Chair, member John Ungaro, Government Relations Director for St. Louis County. I believe, Mr. Chair, you have another amendment pertaining to Park Point in Duluth, which the DNR did have an opportunity to review today, and we would like that also incorporated into
right.
this.
So we'll pass this out. If you pass this out, we can just pass it out here. It's quick to pass out. So this is the A15-169 bill, 0169 bill. So we should find the Mr. Ungaro, we have an A150169, but we do not have a bill of the same number. That is the reason that I asked earlier if you had an amendment to any of the bills that are on the list.
Mr. Chair, it was my understanding that the amendment was supposed to be drafted to...
Oh, I see how... Okay, very good. It's drafted to the 1469, the mother bill. All right, very fine. So we have before us House File 1429, and I ask if there are any questions or public input on the bill as amended. I'm going to take this opportunity to discuss the A150169 amendment and potentially amend it into the 1429 as well. So, Ms. Lewis, using the same procedure, have you reviewed this amendment, and do you have any concerns with the amendment?
Mr. Chair, Dean and I reviewed the amendment today, and we had previously reviewed the parcels submitted by the county. They're conforming parcels on Minnesota Point, and we have no concerns.
No concerns. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to testify for or against the A150169 amendment? Anyone in the audience? I don't see anyone getting up. Any questions of the members on this? There being none, all in favor of the 0169 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. So now we have amended that amendment into the 1429, and so now the motion is in order to pass to the Mining and Outdoor Recreation Committee, House File 1429, as amended. Any further questions or people in the audience like to testify for or against the amendment, the bill, as amended? There being none, all in favor of the 1429 as amended to go to the Mining and Outdoor Recreation, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. All right. Is there any other business to come before us that we are aware of? If not, a meeting is adjourned.